You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, instead of doing random facts today, I came across this, and I thought this would be fun to talk about. You know, the guys are up in space. They're up in the ISS there, the SpaceX guys. So somebody has done the research. Somebody did the work, and they found out, fact or fiction, whether some of the things that we use today are because of past and present NASA technology.
Okay.
Fact or fiction? Is NASA responsible for, say, camera phones?
Fact.
That is correct. Jet Propulsion Laboratory in the early 1990s figured out how to get cameras small enough to fit on spacecraft.
JPL.
Yeah. How about wireless headsets? Fact or fiction? Astronauts or not?
Oh, shoot. I guess fact.
Yeah. They were designed specifically to allow astronauts to work without floating wires. Teflon. Fact or fiction? Did NASA invent Teflon?
I'll say fact.
No, that's fiction.
Okay.
Teflon is used in heat shields on spacecraft. It's also used in spacesuits and even in cargo holds, but they didn't invent it. Teflon, by the way, was invented in 1938 by DuPont. How about Velcro? Did NASA invent Velcro?
No.
Yeah, that's fiction. It was invented by a Swiss engineer in the late 1940s. Dustbusters, fact or fiction?
Sure.
Yes, developed by Black & Decker for NASA to pick up samples on the moon.
Oh.
And it was converted to domestic use in 1978.
Huh.
How about CAT scans? Fact or fiction?
Why that would be in there is probably, I'll say fact, because why would they say CAT scans?
Right. Made at, again, JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory
Pasadena.
Here in Southern California. Due to the need for space program, needs a good digital image. That's how and why.
Huh.
Yeah. And how about Tang? Fact or fiction?
Well,
don't tell the story. I'll tell it some other time.
They didn't.
Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Yeah. Sales of Tang were really bad until NASA used it on John Glenn's Mercury flight in 1962. And then, of course, on the subsequent Gemini missions and all through the Apollo missions, I think they used Tang. But yeah, no, Tang sales went way up thanks to astronauts, but they didn't invent it. So there you go.
Your kids won't be buying it.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. All right, it is time for
Not
the
Not because
Who Cares
it's bad.
News.
Tang is good.
No,
but
we'll tell the story some other time. We don't have time today.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
Well, you know, never miss an opportunity to show a celebrity for who they really are.
Uh-oh.
I am predicting.
That's us.
I am predicting that Lea Michele's C-list celebrity career is going down in flames.
Wow, you gave her a C instead of a D. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Well, it's going to a D.
Yeah, okay. Maybe to an F.
Lea's Glee co-star, Samantha Ware.
Yeah.
She's speaking out about her experience on set and how Lea made her time on the show a living hell.
Oh, I think from what I've heard that she's probably not the only one. Yeah, Lea Michele is a little prima donna from what I hear. Okay, all right. Do tell.
All right, so Samantha replied to a tweet Lea posted in response to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, right.
Samantha, who played Jane Hayward in the final season of Glee.
Don't remember.
I don't either, because I didn't watch the final season.
I didn't either.
She wrote in all caps.
All caps.
Remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Because I'll never forget. I believe you told everyone if you had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig.
Oh, God.
She doesn't say why.
She probably was just pissed that day. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't like the way you looked at me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was kind of her deal. That's her rap.
Yeah.
From being on Glee. Yeah, she was kind of a bitch.
So now, HelloFresh, you know, the weekly recipe kit delivery service.
I've had that before.
I've had it before.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
They have officially terminated their partnership with Lea Michele.
Really?
Who was a spokesperson.
Don't touch her. She's kryptonite.
Oh, and if you're interested, the hashtag.
Oh, we got a hashtag?
Of course, because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Is Lea Michele's over party.
Oh, my God. Got to use that hashtag. What was it again? Lea Michele's?
Lea Michele's over party.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm not a big Lea Michele fan anyway. I mean, she's very talented. But I always got the feeling that she was a little bit of Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
I always got that feeling. Did you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Couldn't warm up to her.
Very prima donna.
Yeah, couldn't warm up to her.
Now, I will say that her Christmas album was quite good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Her Christmas album. And she's. It doesn't make her any better a person.
Has nothing to do with her as a person.
Right. No, apparently not.
All right. The S Show. That is Tiger King continues.
Oh, God. No. Not more Tiger King
news. The shit show. A county sheriff in Florida is declaring that the will of Don Lewis, who is Carol Baskin's long-missing supposed tiger-eaten husband.
Alleged. Say
was
alleged.
Forged.
What? Wait. You said what was forged? His will?
His will.
Oh, man. Are you
That's
kidding me?
That's what a county
man.
Sheriff in Florida is declaring.
Stirring that pot.
My goodness.
Yep.
All right. So the Hillsborough County Sheriff said yesterday that two different experts have deemed Lewis's will 100% forgery.
Wow.
So what was the will? What was in his will?
Well, I'm sure he left everything to Carol and, you know, the whole bit.
Yeah.
Should probably start a podcast, a Tiger King podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
The Netflix thing, it was
sugar-coated?
Yeah, I think we go for the real shit. I think we start a podcast on Tiger. It's probably been out there already.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm afraid to, because Carol Baskin obviously has the means
She'll
to sue
She'll come after
people.
You.
Yeah.
She'll Carol Baskin be after your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not such a good idea now that I think about it. Yeah.
However, the discovery comes after the statute of limitations has run out and the will had been executed by that
point. Oh, okay. So they can't do crap. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I wonder if he had any other family.
I'm sure he did.
So maybe
sure
they can do
did.
Some countersuit.
Sure that they're the ones that are like going like, we got to find out, you know, if she fed him to the tigers.
Me thinks she's pretending to be too zen.
Oh, yeah. Did you catch that? Yeah, she's like, oh, nothing bothers me.
Nothing bothers me. Oh,
yeah,
look.
I'm going to ride my
That's
bike.
That's a good kitty. Get everybody. Good kitty. Oh, good kitty.
You know who's a good kitty?
Jeez.
Because I saw Catwoman.
I opened that door, didn't
you
I?
You sure did. It's Halle Berry, my favorite kitty of all. All right. We be out. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.